Okay, we are just started last time the sugya of shvach etzim v'pas, right? And we point out the Gemara said that Rebbe held shvach etzim v'pas, but did not necessarily hold zed zegorim was usher. So let's just chazer for a second. Zev zegorim. There are two scenarios. There is. Scenario of Tanner Yassar, where the Tanner was Beheter, and the current Hesek is Beisser, right? Tanner Yassar, Shalom Hutzan, I guess. And there's the case of Tanner Chodesh, Shalom Hutatz, where the Tanner is Beisser, but then you put new wood in it. Beheter, and this is where the Gemara focuses on the factor of Zev is a Gorim, right? If Zev is a Gorim is Usser, it's a problem with the Tanner's Usser. If Zev is a Gorim is Mutter, this, the Gemara says, depends on Zev is a Gorim. The question is, what about this case? Right? What about this case? Tanner Yashan, the Tanner was Beheter, but now you put would be a So this is the question of. You know, if, right, Aliba the Rebbe, who holds Yesh, Shvach Eitzim Bepas, right, the way we paskin, forget about Rebbe, right? Rebbe holds Yesh, Shvach Eitzim Bepas, and Rebbe seems to hold Zev Zev Gorim is Mutter, what's the din? Right, the Gemara didn't say the half length that Rebbe holds Zev Zev Gorim is Mutter, but that seems to be the implication, and that would come down to Havach L'maisa. So, what's the din in this case? So here we saw a fundamental machlokes. The Maharsha was bedayik in Tosfos. Right? Tosfos, according to most of the Achronim. Because Tosfos asked the question in the last Tosfos, and from the series of Tosfos, it seems that this is going Bein the Rebbe, Bein the Rabbanan. So it says, hold on. In the Tana Yashin, Zev Zegar is Mutter. What's the problem? And his answer is a problem, l'chachila, which seems to imply that the bread is mutter, because even though yesh shvach etzim v'pas, shvach etzim v'pas equals a goring. Shvach etzim v'pas is just a goring. And if shvach etzim v'pas is just a goring, then there's another goring petter, and zev zegoring is mutter. That's what Tosfos sounds like, and the way most of the Achronim understand it. Right? Then the question is just, so in what case does Rebbe ever say the pas is usher? Right? In what case does Rebbe ever have an afamina shvach etzim v'pas if there's always going to be gorim v'heter? So the answer is when there's no gorim v'heter. In what case is there no Gorim Heter? So we mentioned a few answers. The Maharsha said, in a case where you're cooking outside on an open fire, without an oven, and he's nidchak to say, when he said a pas aser, it means not in an oven. The Tzlach said, no, it's referring to a Taner Chodosh with aser wood. So the Taner is made be'aser, and the wood that's currently burning is be'aser. Okay, Maharsha has complex technical reasons why he didn't like that idea. Also in the Sasemis and the Pnei Yeshua, they all deal with this, but I think that, did we say just those two pshatim last time?
Yeah, you said Sasemis said something else.
Okay, the Sasemis, okay, so I'll tell you what the Sasemis says. He says, based on not so much an okimta as a shita in Metzias, right, so let's just say, when is the pas usher? When? So the Maharsha says, an open fire out in the outside without a tanner. The Tzlach says, a case of tanner chadash, right? Behesed rishon, meaning it's the tanner chadash in the same fire you're first burning that makes the tanner you're also cooking on with that same wood. And the Sfas Emes, he makes a little bit of a compromise. He makes not an okimta, but an assumption about Metzias. He says he assumes that Avuka Pinegdo doesn't need a tanner, and all references to Zeb is a Gorem are for Gecholim. He just says no. Avuka Kenegdo, if there's actually flame, then you don't need a tanner. The tanner is irrelevant because the heat goes with the flame, and you don't need the tanner to keep the heat in. So he just says every case of the Gemara Zeb is a Gorem was a case of Gecholim because only Gecholim need a tanner, and he has no kimta in Mitzvias, not in the case, but Shita Mitzvias, he has a scientific Shita. Then Nabuka Kenego doesn't need a tanner to help it cook. Okay, we're not going to get into checking everything out scientifically. If you want to, you do experiments on your own and then figure out how they fit. We're just going to grant him that assumption now. Okay. And Yeshua tries to deny that Tosos means this, but he gets into a big dochak as well. Ayin Shah. That was one shita. However, he pointed out that at least all the Rishonei Sfarad said not this way. Right, at least the Rove Rishonim said no. That Mepas is, I guess, Asura. Mepas Asura because Shvach Eitzim Mepas is better than just a regular Goreng. Why is Shvach Eitzim Mepas more than a Goreng? Why don't we have Zevzeh Goreng? So we have two different ways of understanding this in the Rishonim. I think we left off with the Ran, the Shud HaRan. He has a very nice Lashon, where the Shud HaRan says it is a Goreng, but a Goreng Nicker outweighs Goreng She'eno Nicker. What do we mean by that? That the wood that's burning in the oven in the garden, that's Nicker, the heat is going straight into the flame, the heat is going straight into the food. The oven is a garment in a nicker called kach. It plays more of an indirect, invisible role. Therefore, if there's two garments, normally say zev zeh garment buster, that the two garments are equal. For some reason, two garments are equal. It's 50-50. Unlike other cases of the Torah, we are makel. But if the two garments are unequal, then the rov garment, the stronger garment, outweighs the weaker garment, the bottle, the weaker garment. And here, clearly, the shvach is going to pass the bigger garment than the tanner. That's where we left off, right?
Why isn't it also
So that's going to be a little tricky. Why would anyone aser in the case of the Tanur Chadash that was aser? After all, it should be outweighed by the Hesek of Heter. So maybe with Dochak you can say, I don't think the Shadaran addresses this, maybe with Dochak you can say all the people who would aser that hold in Shafetz and Mepas, and therefore don't consider this to be, you know, a stronger Goreng. Or maybe you could say that Mandam or Zevzeh Goreng Aser, or you have to say that Mandam or Zevzeh Goreng Aser holds even a Goreng Miot is Aser. And that's a very macro way of understanding Mandam or Zevzeh Goreng Aser.
Isn't that a book of the Ran in the Bazaar?
Which?
The Ran there says that Zevzeh Goreng Mutter is based on the Kabarot. It's from Doma Lozet. So therefore the one that says Zevzeh Goreng Aser holds, we don't say the Kabarot. So it's from there. We will catch him in the
Lobbed up. He could just say that we don't say Bittul Baruch because it's 50-50. So you have to say one of those two things. Okay, however, all the Rishonim have much more striking. Some of the other Rishonim have much more striking Rishonos here. They take Shvach Eitzim Mepas very, very seriously. I'll just. They take Shvach Eitzim Mepas very seriously. For example, the Balamor in the back here, when he says at the end, he says exactly our question. He says, why isn't there a Heter Zevzeh Goreng? He says, V'alfishin is bashla v'tamer yashan, even though the tamer yashan, the tamer is a mutter goreng, and the wood is an usher goreng, came in the yishvach eitzim apas, come on the isul ashur v'enei dummy. He says, this isn't just a goreng. The isur is still be'en. The wood is still here. Lor mina b'haz Zevzeh Goreng mutter. Shari ron isi apas, ki'ilu hu eitzim. Right? The eitzim are here. They just look like pas. So he says, this is not a matter of goreng. I don't think anyone would say that in goreng, it's the iser, the original iser, is still here. It's just that it was goreng something. Avol tanish, you would give your other min chodesh min yashan, yutzan. That's what he says. This is more than Goreim. This is Be'en. And another similar lashon was used by Rabbeinu David here. Rabbeinu David here says that, yeah, the koach of the etzem is nis'arev in the pas, and it's ke'ilu ma'mashol shol iser. So he used the lashon of, a few rishonim use the lashon of tarovitz. It's as if the bread, the wood, is nis'arev into the bread and is mamash here. So the Rabbeinu David and the Balamor and many other rishonim say, no, shvach etzem pas doesn't mean it was goring. Shvach etzem pas means it's mamash here. The etzem are mamash in the pas. What does this mean? That the etzem are right, in the Balamor and Rabbeinu David, I recognize these have slightly different formulations, and others say it's mamish. They say it's be'en, meaning the etzim are in the pas. Not just gorin. Right? It's not just gorin. The etzim are actually in the pas, and that's why shvach etzim pas is a totally different ball game from zev zev gorin, because it's not a matter of grama. It's a matter of be'en. Now, what exactly do they mean? That the etzim are the en in the pas?
So you mean that the cooking changes the taste of the food?
The cooking definitely changes the taste of the food.
So the cause of the change is isef, so it's almost like not taking it.
So maybe they mean that it's really like a... so definitely, all they say for sure, right? What the point is that this is nicker, it's a shinui tzura, this is not just a gram that something happens. This is one thing clearly creates a fundamental change in something else. So Donnie's saying it's like ta'am. But it was just goring the ta'am, right? Meaning it's not in there, is it? It's not in there, is it? So I think you could take this in a crazier direction or a more mistaken direction.
Be a din in bitter as well, where it's like it's just not bit. It's not like the Ran said that it's nikar and it was not batel. Except it's just that it's not batel because it's still there.
But what it means to be batel? It's not there. We all know that the wood is not in the pas. I'm pretty sure. No.
I mean, if you say it's like smoking.
Right. So I think you could take this in a more radical direction, or a less radical direction. You could say that. You could say that what it means is that the actual etzim, you know, physically go up in smoke and enter the pas. If you want to, you could say physically. It physically means that the actual etzim go up in smoke and enter the pas.
No.
What?
Not
Tom, just etzim go in. The etzim go in, and then there's time of the etzim in the pas. There's more than time of the etzim in the pas. The whole pas is the etzim, right? Because that etzim went into the pas and caused it to become pas.
Do it have to be nicker when you bite into the bread?
Yeah, I'm sure it has to be nicker when you bite into the bread. It has to make a significant difference. Probably has to make a shino right? We'll see that this phrase comes up a little later in the Soviet. It has to totally change the bread.
Even if you don't taste it, though.
Of course you taste it. You taste the fact that it's bread. It's not dough.
I'm saying you don't taste
it. You don't have to taste it. Right. I don't think you would say it has to taste like, you know, like sometimes they say it's, you know, fancy schmancy things. Oh, this is smoked with a certain kind of wood and you can taste it if you're a real connoisseur. I don't think that's what he means. But you can taste the fact that it's baked. Because everyone can taste the difference between bread dough, which is pretty gross to the best of my knowledge, and bread, which is very delicious to the best of my knowledge. So I think that's what he means. I don't think he mamish means you taste like, the, you know, the bouquet of oak in the bread. What?
But then it's just a girl. Who cares?
Uh-huh. So maybe the point is this is more than a goring because it's like physically inside. And I think that Efsher, this is, I didn't put on the Makoros, but there is a crazy, a radical chidah
who deals with the question of Rav Aaron.
What's Rav Aaron's question? Which Rav Aaron do I mean?
Which person or which question?
Which person? The Balatos was Rav Aaron. Yes. not the Rosh Kol Rav Aaron. So what the question is about Tosos Rav Aaron, right? Hiksha Rav Aaron le. Okay, we haven't been getting into it. Very fascinating, Marshal, what the Rebbe means. But Hiksha Rav Aaron le Rebbe, Had the Amar Hamavasal b'Shabbes b'Shogeg Yochal v'Afilu b'Shabbes. Right? If you cook on b'Shogeg on Shabbos, then you are allowed to eat it. V'Amai Neima Yesh Shvach Muktzah b'Pas the Kol Muktzim Heim. There's Shvach Muktzah b'Pas. Right? So, the Omeri, the Lo Shayach, right? So why the bread mutter has Shvach of the Atzei Muktzah, it should be usher till after Shabbos. So Omeri, the Lo Shayach, Ella, and this is what all the Rishonim write. This is really a Rashi in Avodah Zarah, as he quotes, the Lo Shayach, Lo Bishorah, Noa, Dav, Gevachem, Kirshah, 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 Right? What have we seen? Tanashi Siko the Kimon Shal Truma. Anyone remember what sugi that was? That you put Kimon of Truma in what? Rechamilsa, correct. Right? The Shiloh is Rechamilsa. But there was no Shiloh Shvach Eitz in the Pas, right? Everyone asked, are the Reyes the Kimon is in the Pas? But no one was bothered by the fact that the Pas got baked by the heat of the Kimon, right? So we pass Kintaka La Rechamilsa, at least in the standard case there. But why are we worried about the Shvach and the Kimon in the Pas? So Rashi has already said, because Truma is Motzer Ba'Noah. And Shvach Eitz Mepas is only a problem in Yisurei Hana'ah. Likewise, Muktzah is Motzer Ba'Noah, so Shvach Eitz Mepas is only a problem in Yisurei Hana'ah. So, what was Rav Aaron thinking? So, what was Rav Aaron thinking? So most of us would assume, what was Rav Aaron thinking?
It goes into it.
Rav Aaron's thinking that even if it's mutter b'hanah, hold on, if it's mutter b'hanah, then who cares if Shvach Eitz in the past? It must be that the be'en is really there, that it's really in it. Right? So, this would be the pshat of Rav Aaron if he holds Shvach Eitz even in. Even in non Yisurei Hana'ah. And then, this is fascinating, if you look it up, it's the Shiurei Bracha in Simen Kuf Mem Beis of Yerodea. The Chidah says, so how will I, he quotes the Ran. The Ran says in Avodah Zarah, how can I answer the Kasha according to Aliba de Rav Aaron, right? How can I answer why Mevasim Shabbos is okay? And he says, very poshut. He says, because that's Tavshel. Shvach is only in Pas, not in Tavshel. That's what the Ran says. He doesn't agree. No one agrees with her. But to defend Rav Aaron, he says, the Shvach is only in Tavshel, not in Pas. Now, what does he mean by that? So, what do you think he means? That Shvach is only in Pas, but in Tavshel, there's no Shvach. What would you have said?
It's hot in the tree.
What? Is that? That's what the Chidah says. It's not what I would say. I would have said, because bread looks really different. Totally changes when you bake it, because it makes a new tzura. But Tavshel looks the same, it just tastes different. So maybe it's not such a big shvach. Tavshel only is a small improvement. Bread is a big improvement. But Ron says, no, that's dachuk. That's not what the Ron meant. After all, you ever try eating raw chords? So it's just as bad as bread, though. So he says, no, there's a pot of it. That's what the Chidah says. The Chidah says within Rav Aaron, that a pot in between is mafsek. That's exactly what the Chidah says to defend Rav Aaron. He says, in a tavshel there's a pot in between, so there's of course no shvach eitzim, only in bread, but there's no pot in between the shvach eitzim. Again, don't imagine our ovens where you put your bread in the pan, right? The bread is on the walls of the oven, and the fire is in the bottom, and the flame goes straight into the bread. So I think, now, again, do I actually know what the Chidah meant by the pot in between, there's not in between, I'm not sure. But it could be that Chidah was interpreting Rav Aaron, that Rav Aaron held it had nothing to do with Hanah. It was mamish taroves, real taroves, not a real taroves, real dine taroves, and real dine taroves is only if it physically goes in. So it physically goes up in the flame and into the bread. But it can't go into the pot, into the cholent. Because the pot is mafsik, it can only cook the cholent, but it can't actually go into the cholent. So you can take it as a literal taroves, and that would explain why Rav Aaron thought it applied to Nani Surah Hanah, particularly according to the Chidah, again, the Chidah's Shad in the Ran, defending Rav Aaron, who says, well, it only applies to Pas, and not Tavshel, because Tavshel has a pot, and pas doesn't have a pat. Okay, we should all be Ashkenazim.
What was the kasha that they were defending?
They're answering Ravaran's kasha. He says, why is Mvashel b'Shavis Yochal? Doesn't have Shvach Eitzim Mukta? The answer is no, the pot blocks the Shvach and the Eitzim Mukta, so it's okay. So they were answering Ravaran's kasha according to his hanacha, according to his assumption. So even within Ravaran's derech answering his kasha, not like Tulsa's rejecting his derech, within his derech. So if you put the Ravaran's kasha together with the way that he does, explains the way he can answer his kasha within his own derech, then you might get this very radical idea that it's mamish a regular tarogas. However, I think that is going a little far. It's a little hard to say it's a regular tarogas. Number one, it's just a very, very chudish svara. And number two, for sure, in all the other rishonim would say it only applies to Yisur Hanah, so it's not a regular din of tarogas, because then it would apply to Mukta and Truma and Tachazer and to everything else. It must only be a din of Hanah. So, I think for sure, and at least according to the other Rishonim, what do you have to say? Or you have a question?
Just in that idea, what would Rabbanan hold? Like, you come up with and see us
what would the Chachamim hold if they hold it not Mamash and Tarovas? Maybe they hold that this doesn't count as going in, you know, smoke and flames and something gets burnt, you know, doesn't count as, you know, as the real effects anymore.
Why is Sephora just the Gorian then? It goes into the past and then it changes it.
So the answer could be because the Sehor, it goes into the past and then it changes it, so why is it just the Gorian? Well, you're saying because we do it within the Zev, it's the Gorian, right?
Do you have a taste of Sehor? Or is it just changing?
You don't have to taste Sehor, you just have to have it go in and affect. You don't have to taste the smoke.
So the answer, why don't you say the same thing about the Seor, that there should be Shvach of Seor and there should be no Din of Zevzeh Gorin, unless the answer is because there are two, meaning if it was a Seor and a equipment, maybe you would say the same thing. Since there are two Seors, therefore, since there are two Seors and they're both really more in there, then still one of them could outweigh the Heter Seor, could outweigh the Isser Seor, and then the Isser Seor wouldn't count. You know, what if there are two woods? If there were two woods, then maybe you'd say neither of them made a Shino Nicker because they didn't accomplish anything.
So I think this meaning the Svar to say that they.
It's because the wood did all, is the wood provide all the heat. But if the wood only provided a little heat, then it wouldn't be such a chashuv thing.
This is only here. You only have a chumra of shvachis in the past trumping a gorim if the other gorim is not itself shvachis in the past or something similar.
Correct. I think that's. I think pretty much everyone would agree to that. Everyone who I've seen would agree to that.
Levinas always asked about Seor. I think he said, "Why is it Batel to the end?" But then he said, "No, because it's not the Seor. It's not the end. It's the thing. It's causing things." But so would he? Would he be okay with this explanation of the Baal? Would he be okay with this explanation of the Baal Mor?
He might say, but he'd say the Seor didn't cause anything, so therefore it's not a Chash of Tarobis. I mean, there's also a Tanai it has to do, it has to accomplish something. The Seor didn't accomplish something, so there was other Seor. So I don't think that has to bother him. But anyway, I think this is a little too radical, because all the Rishonim say it only applies to Yisur HaNa'ah, and even Ravaron, it's not so clear the accusation against him is correct. When the Maram Chalav brings out his kasha, it sounds like this. Is it really true that Ravaron applies to things that aren't Yisur HaNa'ah? What does he apply it to? He applies it to Mukta, right? And he applies it to Mukta. Okay, theoretically you bring a Truma, although he himself didn't bring a Truma. But first of all, Mukta, is Mukta Yisur HaNa'ah? So on the one hand, what should you answer me? Is Mukta Asur Bana?
Can't use it.
For sure not. It's definitely not. It's Asur B'Telto. It's definitely not Asur Bana. However, a lot of Achronim and Beit to the Marsha, and many other Achronim and Beit to assume, it's Asur and Hana Shel Kiloy. It's much better to get Hana from Mukta. Like, for example, if I have a Mukta table, I can eat on that table. It's totally much better to get Hana from Mukta, as long as I'm not moving it. However, that's so that Hana'ah that doesn't use up the object. You're talking about Hana that uses up the object, so a lot of Achronim Beitza say no. Hana that uses up the object is Usher in Mukta. Mukta is Usher to consume, and therefore Hana Shal Kilo is Usher. And Truma also, according to Rabbeinu Tam, right? Truma is Mukta of Hana. We know that from the Chizkiy Rabbo. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's Usher and Hana Shal Kilo. So it could be that even Rav Aaron was not asking, based on the fact that things are mutra nosh tol shachit v'pas, he was just saying, if you burn mukta, he was just saying that if you burn mukta, right, the gecholim here become mukta, so when you create, when you start burning wood, the gecholim become mukta, and all gecholim are mukta on Shabbos, even if they're before, all wood and gecholim are mukta from even before Shabbos, right, because you're not allowed to light fires on Shabbos. So, burning mukta, could very well be an Isra Hana on Mukta. It could be Usher in this kind of Hana. So therefore, it could be that even Rav Aaron didn't really say what all the Achronim accused him of saying. He was just saying, Mukta is also an Isra Hana. Therefore, he had a more logical question. And it could be that even Tosfos saying that, well, Truma is also Usher Hana Shokhila. That doesn't bother us. But, certainly for Rav Rishonim, what are you going to say? L'chorer, they don't mean the actual Eitzim are Me'ura than Mamish, even though that's the... that's the lashon that even though that's the lashon they say, what do they mean? After all, what does the Gemara say? The shvach eitzim bepas, right? What is shvach eitzim bepas? L'chor, what they mean is that there's something called the hanas eitzim, right? There's something called the hanas eitzim, right? In these Eitzim, in every Isra Hanah, there they hold, there's something inside them called the Hanah of these things. And that Hanah gets transferred from the Eitzim to the Pas. That Hanah ends up in the Pas. The Hanah's Eitzim is the N, we'll have to put quotes around that, in the Pas. And this is similar to, right? To Chalipe Isuri Hanah, right? Chalipe Isuri Hanah, right? The Gemara in Kiddush Dat Nun Ches had a Havamina that Chalipe Isuri Hanah are Asur Midoraisa. What does that mean, right? If I sell Bas B'chol to a guy and he gives me $20, that $20 is Asur Doraisa. Why is that $20 Asur Doraisa in the Havamina? In the end, they need a positive to teach you. It's not, seemingly. They're having that. Why is that $20 Asur Doraisa? Look over, and the Havmin is that $20 is Asur Doraisa. I'll be pashtus to everyone, right? Not even only the person who sold it, because the Isser, the Hana of this Bas B'cholav transfers into this $20, right? You can transfer the Isser just like by Shvis, you can transfer Dusha Shvis. Just like a bazaar is Oser it's Chalipin. So you can transfer the Isser to a new object. Why? Chalipin, when one object comes in the place of the other, that transfers the Hana Asura into that object. So that Havmina is wrong. We reject it. We say Chalipin Isser Hana are Mutter in the Torah, and we generally assume, most Rishonim assume, even Mutter Lagamri, Midrabban, the practical halakha. But it could be that's because Chalipin Isser Hana. Nothing, there's no real link between the Isra Hana and the $20. Just the I decided to connect them, but there's no intrinsic, actual scientific connection. Right? We just decided to trade them, but there's no actual physical, intrinsic connection. Over here, which is a physical, intrinsic connection, maybe this is a kind of Khalifa Isra Hana, which even the Askana Hana can get transferred. And maybe that's the Chiddush of Shvach Eitzim Pas, the Chiddush Shvach Eitzim Pas, not that it's a going. That this was goring for me to get my bread, but that the shvach of the eitzim is actually me'urav in the end of the bread, and we view the bread as eitzim. He was mixing up the lashon of combining the lashon of being dumb in the palomor. Shvach eitzim pas means not that the pas goes into the eitzim. That's too crazy, and not that it makes a difference whether something is masik or not. But that if the wood, especially particularly. If the wood gets used up, right? Particularly in Eitzim. The Eitzim get used up. The Hana leaves the Eitzim. Right? Now these Eitzim aren't really for Hana anymore. And where does the Hanoah go? Into this past, in a nicker way, where it's clearly going into the past. You see it going into the past, and the past has a new tzura that's created by it. So when you have a case where the Hanoah leaves one thing and clearly goes into and creates a new property in something else, maybe that's really the Hanoah gets transferred, and that's the chiddush of Manda Rashbach Eitzim Apas. The chiddush of Manda Rashbach Eitzim Apas is that the Hanoah actually gets transferred. Chiddush of Manda Rashbach Eitzim Apas, the Hanoah actually gets transferred. And this, not the pas is not the Eitzim are in the pas. The Eitzim are in the pas. The Eitzim are gone. But it's the Koach HaEitzim is in the past. The Hanav of the Eitzim is in the past. Now, these past have a tarovis of Hanav of the Eitzim in them. That's what Rabbi Adonis of Baal Morse just says a little more strongly. You see the past as if it's Eitzim, because the Hanav of the Eitzim is in the past. L'chor, that's what most Rishonim think that Shvach Eitzim of past means. Not just that it's a goring, but not that Mamish the Eitzim will remove the past. That's too radical. Maybe the Chidah thinks that Ravana thinks that. But the standard is shown to say it's only Yisur Hanah, right? In things that are not Arsur Hanah, there is no Hanah in them to get transferred. But in Yisur Hanah, there's something called the Hanah in them that can get transferred. V'haraya, the Hav mean of Khalifa, Yisur Hanah. And even the Maskana by Avodah Zarah, right? Khalifa and Arsur. Even the Maskana by Shvias, the last Khalifa is Arsur. Even the Maskana. Although not by Hanah. So here the Hanah gets transferred in, and I think particularly since the pas actually gets used up and goes in, you know, if you understand the shvach into the pas and don't extend it to shvach karkar in the beged, then it works even better. That since the eitzim get used up and go in and create a pas, therefore it's the eitzim, not the eitzim in the pas. The Hanah's eitzim is be'en in the pas. And that's pashut shot in shvach eitzim, and that's the literal lashon, right? The Shvach Eitzim is in the past. The Eitzim are in the past. The Shvach Eitzim is in the past. Meaning the Hanoah, the Eitzim is in the past. So that is Man Domer Shvach Eitzim in the past. Three ways of understanding. Or four ways of understanding Man Domer Shvach Eitzim in the past. Either it's a regular Goring, or it's a Goring, which just happens to be the bigger Goring, or it's actually in there, which is very radical. Or Pashup Shad is the Hanoah is in the past, and it's a kind of Chalipin, but better than Chalipin. And that's what even the last Gan is
Usser. I really understand. What's happening physically? What's going on?
Physically, the Eitzim are getting burnt, and the Eitzim are getting burnt, and that creates energy, and that energy creates a new tzura in the pas. Right?
And the oven does.
That's what's physically happening. What does the oven do? The oven helps out, right? Because otherwise, without the oven, then all the heat would get dissipated, and it wouldn't be able to bake the pas. But the oven's not creating something that goes into the pas. The oven's just helping, right? The oven's not giving its koach into the pas. The oven's sitting there minding its own business.
Is the oven giving its koach into the heat?
What? No, it's not giving its koach into the heat. It's just keeping it from being this pasir. And for sure, the oven's not getting used up, right? For sure, the oven's not getting used up, right? So particularly if you focus on, you know, if you take shvach eitzim pas, the Gemara only says shvach eitzim v'al pas. Right? The Gemara doesn't say Shvach about Kelim. So you're showing them say. But the Gemara never says Shvach Kelim is in the thing you use the Kli to make. Shvach Eitzim makes a lot of sense because the Eitzim get used up. There's no more Hanah on the Eitzim. They're gone. Right? The Hanah all went into the past. Close to the Tanner, which you can use again and again, so it's not really a Chalip into the Tanner.
So it's like potential Hanah got used up on the past? That's.
Yes, the potential Hanah went into the past. It economically makes a lot of sense, right? This is worth conservation of energy, both in terms of conservation of energy, the energy is now in the pas. And in terms of economics, right? The bread is worth a certain amount of money. Where did that value go? It went into the pas. Masha'in came in the oven. The value of the oven didn't go into the pas. Okay, so maybe you have to depreciate it or something. That's for fancy accounts. But the oven is kidekai mikai, right? But the bread, the value of the bread went in, the energy of the bread went into the pas, and that's Shvach Eitzim in the pas. It's just pashut pshat. Now, the very fascinating issue here is, you know, which is much more easier to get down properly, is, so what's the machlokas? Yesh Shvach Eitzim in the pas versus Ein Shvach Eitzim in the pas. Right? Here's Yesh Shvach Eitzim in the pas. What does Manda Amar Ein Shvach Eitzim in the pas? What do the Chachamim disagree with? We all like Rebbe Yeshvach Chaitin Pas. What do the Chachamim disagree with? What are they arguing about? Anyone? What are they arguing about? Take this phrase and take it apart. What part of this phrase don't the Chachamim like? There are two choices. Either, give me one word, what bepas? Either they don't like the idea of shevach bepas, or, what's the other option? They don't like the idea of shvach etzim. There are two assumptions, shvach etzim, right? And shvach etzim bepas. That's right. What does the Chachamim hold? Chachamim could hold that, they might say, yeah, shvach bepas, but not shvach etzim. Or they might hold, yeah, shvach etzim, but not bepas. What do we mean by that? Who holds this? Who holds this? There's shvach bepas, but it's not etzim. Whose sheet is that? That's most famously Tosos, right? What does Tosos say? Chadash Yutah, start with Tosos. Kasavar, yeh shvach etzim bepas. Vachinami, yeh shvach etzim betanim. Zev zegor osar. Yeh shvach etzim bepas, hainu ha etzim, sen gor mematias hapas. Right? Just interesting, look at the Lashon Tosos, right? Etzim, shvach etzim bepas, is gor mematias hapas, which is exactly how the Maharaj Shah understood that the Tosos is a regular goring. Ukishavuka kenegdo. Rabbanan Savri, ain't shvach etzim bepas. What do they mean? The Rabbanan say, ain't shvach etzim bepas. Afal pi shavuka kenegdo. Even if the flame is going straight into the bread. Why? The shalheves in abomina etzim ella machmash mashu han nisraf. What do the Chachamim say, ain't shvach etzim bepas? There might be a lot of shvach in the pas. Especially since Tosos thinks shvach etzim bepas just means gorin. So, it's unlikely you disagree with the fact that it was a gorin. But he said, the shvach, right? Shvach etzim bepas just means the gorin. That's not so shachidish that something is gory in the past to improve. But it's not shvach in the etzim because the shalheves doesn't come from the etzim. So he says shalheves is not from the etzim. Eli mashra nisra. The shalheves comes. This is, again, I don't think this is a scientific question. I think this is just a matter of halakhically having conceptualized this. Right? To the best of my knowledge, the way fire works is that the molecules being burnt and turned into carbon, being carbonated? No, that's what happens to soft drinks. They carbonized. The molecules being carbonized releases the energy by breaking up the chemical bonds between the carbon and the other things, oxygen and whatever else might be there, and that creates the heat. So it's like, at the same time, by definition, the heat only comes out when the item is destroyed, right? When it turns into carbon. Basically, I mean, you don't need to be a scientist. The heat only comes out when something is nisraf. Only something being nisraf makes the heat. So how do you look at it? Do you say, let's look at the second beforehand. The second before this heat came out, it wasn't nisraf yet, it was really a good item. Or do you say, no, as the heat is coming out, it's coming out from something burnt. So Tulsa says, seems the same. That's the machlokas in the Rikesh Shachet Zavaz and Ein Shachet Zavaz. So the Begit of Yagon Tachas kind of machlokas. How do you look at it? Rebbe says, I look at it as there's good Eitzim, and the heat comes out of them and they turn into burnt carbon. I'm saying, no. Once they're burnt carbon, the heat comes out. So it's a matter of how you look at things that happen pretty much simultaneously. So the Chachamim say, it's coming to Mashua Nisra, the Imkei Nikmo Gacheles, Deinus of the end, so it's really not coming from the wood, it's coming from Gacheles. Basically, there's no such thing as fire coming from wood. Fire can only come from coal, and why is that? Why is it okay if the fire comes from the coal? Why is it okay if the fire comes from the coal? It's not Eitzim. So what? Exactly. Right, and it's Nisrafim. Right, so Tosa says that there's a din called Nisrafim Afron Mutter. Right? And Tosa assumes Aper's Labdafka, at least on the Bidyevit level. Right? As the next Tosa sounds like, we're already at the end of this Bishlag, we call them Bishlagavka Bidyevit Afka of the Chosrom Afron Mutter. Afer mamish, when it turns to ash and mamish, that's the chachila. When it turns to gachal, that's okay, b'diavet. Seemingly, what he says is, Yeah, really, Nisrafim, Lechachila, Chazal told us to wait till it's Afer Lechachila before we use it, to be on the safe side. But the other is Nisraf once it's Gehalim, right? Once something turns into Gehalim, it's Nisraf. That makes a lot of sense, right? Once something turns into Gehalim, it is Nisraf. And once it's Nisraf, it's Mutter.
With Tosa Chof Beis and Beis by Orla, says the man of Umr, in Shachis in the past, it sounds like it's mutter to burn the Isser. Does that mean only Daraisa, but there are bond that was still the Isser?
Which on Chof Beis and Beis?
Yeah. By,
No, that's because Tosas is asking on the drush of the Pasuk. So he's asking on the Daraisa level.
Yeah,
on the Daraisa level, it's mutter to you. Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. On the Daraisa level, it's mutter. On the Daraisa level, it's mutter. And we'll toss that very before, that's also all that in a second. On the Daraisa level, totally mutter. Midrabana, wait till it's Afer. Now, why Darabana totally wait till it's Afer? All right, I don't know, let's keep it one step removed from Isser HaNah. But on the Daraisa level, it's always mutter to cook with Asar HaNah wood. Because by the time the flame comes out, it's Misra, and it's fine. So the whole issue of not cooking with Asar wood is only Midrabana. Okay, so that is the sheet of Tosfos, and Rabbi David Ben Askana says a similar thing. However, just one other possibility is that the only what do we mean not strach eitzim? It means it's coming. Sorry. The shvach is not from the Eitzim. What do we mean the Shvach is not from the Eitzim? So what Tosfos says is, what do we mean the Shvach is not from the Eitzim? We meaning it comes from Mashahu Ha Nisra. That's why Totanach of Bezon Bez. What Tasha Totanach of Bezon Bez ask? He says, what do we doctor by Orla? You're not allowed to use it to light a candle out of Orla oil. He says, ah, Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas. That's just Kasha. Kind of kasha. If Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas was about how the pas is approved, what does that have to do with lighting with oil? But if Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas means heat can't come from a real thing, then it's good kasha. What do you mean? The light can't come from a real thing. The light only comes from Mashu and Nisraf. And what is Tosfos' answer there? Tosfos' answer is no. There's no thing oil and wood. Wood turns into charcoal when the flame comes out. But oil just disappears when the flame comes out, and therefore it doesn't turn into, there's no heter of Nisraf and Afra Mutter. It never turns into Afer. Oil doesn't turn into Afer, so the heter is not Chal. Wood does turn into Afer, so the heter is Chal. The Rabbi Nedavid, though, says a little differently. This is a problem. What problem does Tosfos get into here? Yes, because it doesn't turn into Afer. So as the flame's coming out, it's coming out of Shemen. As opposed to here, where there's actually something black you can put your finger on. Rabbi Nedavid see it differently. What's the nafkamina of this? If Mandara Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas holds Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas because Kol Nisraf and Afra Mutter, then what would be an Afkamina?
That
things that are, what kind of things are the Efer is not Mutter?
Kutchen.
Right? Kutchen. So Heftish, right? There's no, in which case, what's an Afkamina? An Afkamina is that in Hekdesh, what else? The Efer is still Asr?
Ateh
Asherah. Oh, great. Ateh Asherah. And? Bas V'cholav. Right. And all the Nikbarim. In this case, Bas V'cholav and all the Nikbarim, etc. Then, what would Tosfos say? Tosfos would say that even Chachamim admit to the idea of Shvach Eitzim Bepas. That is what that's what Tosfos would say for the Chachamim. What is the what problems that create? The Marashal for Zayin and Beis says, look at that for Zayin and Beis, third blind bummy, remember Khamar Fista, Tanashi Sikabate Hektish of Bapas. Right? If you burn Atse Hektish and bake bread, L'Rabbanan, the Shara B'Kamaisa Mai, what would the Rabbanan say? Because Ein Shvach Eitzim Bepas. So what does Hekamar sound like?
it sounds like Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas applies to Hekdesh, right? And what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers that it's Asur Mutter if you burn Atei Hekdesh and bake bread. According to Tosfos, what should the Gemara have answered? It's Asur because? Because there's Yesh Shabbach of the Mashua Nisraf B'Pas, right? And Mashua Nisraf was also Asur. Right, so that's very difficult for Tosas. The Marshal, we'll see when we get to Havzayin Beis, is Nidchak in that. What's the other option? The Chazanish points this out. I don't think the Chazanish had a copy of Rabbeinu David. But if you look in Rabbeinu David's formulation, how does Rabbeinu David in the Maskana of the Sugya explain on the Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas? Does he say like Tosas? I don't know if anyone has a copy.
This is golden, but that doesn't go in.
What? That's what he said in the beginning of the Gemara. What does he say in the end of the Gemara?
His lashon is, yeah. You have to find it. Get in here. I'll read you the lashon.
Says Rabbi David.
Says Rabbi David. Okay, should be. Yeah. Aval hashda. Now we say that. For abundant the sphere of the ancient Shvachetim and Pas, Lomer, She'ein kama moshashol itzer, Ela hachom hayotim, and Eishu dover, She'ein bo mamish. What does Rabbanan hold ancient Shvachetim and Pas means? That the Pas is not nishbach because of an itzer, but the Pas nishbach because of the chom, and chom is ein bo mamish. He says ancient Shvachetim and Pas, it doesn't mean there's no Shvach in the Pas. There's a gewaltig Shvach in the Pas. And it doesn't mean the Shvach comes from Mashua and Nisraf. What does it mean? This is the topic of Zion Mubez. What does it mean? It means that there is a Gevaldika Shvach, but it comes from Chom, and Chom is Ein Bo Mamish. Ein Bo Mamish, what does that remind us of? Ein Bo Mamish? Komar Rech. Rech actually was. The one thing that got kicked out from Maskana, right? But let's throw it in. Kolmar v'reach. What's the one in Kolmar v'reach? Right? What if I hear the sounds of Hekdesh or Isuri HaNoah, etc.? I hear the sounds from the church organ, right? Let's assume the church organ is Isuri HaNoah, not so Pashut, but for the sake of, just for the example, I hear the sounds of the Isuri HaNoah instruments. Why is there no problem? I'm nenner from the instruments. No, I'm not nenner from the instruments. I'm nenner from the sound, and the sound is not mamish. I'm not really nenner from the instruments. You know, if I took a little piece of the instrument and used it as a toothpick, then that would be nenner from the instruments. But here, it's just something ein bo mamish came out of that. Mare, reyach, at least lahavamina, and even the maskana, we didn't mention this at the time, but a few are going to write, that even the maskana, reyach of things that don't actually get burnt is ein bo mamish, like if I smell a flower. That's ein bo mamish, because like it's not actually going up in smoke. It's just invisible particles. So that's what Rabbeinu David says. Shvach eitzim, ein shvach eitzim pas means yesh shvach b'pas. But it's not the shvach of the eitzim, it's shvach of the chom, and the chom is not an extension of the eitzim. Right? The chom is not part of the eitzim. The chom is ein bo mamish, just an abstract phenomenon created by the Eitzim, but once an abstract phenomenon, it's just a neutral object. And therefore, I'm not, the pas is mushbach, but it's not mushbach from the Eitzim. And therefore, while, according to Tosfos, all these things, would, the Chachama would admit, according to him, David would say, that no. Chachamim still hold ein shvach eitzim b'pas, even in hekdesh and all the things which they would still ein shvach eitzim b'pas, even in hekdesh and all the things where the eifer is usher, because it has nothing to do with the eifer. Chom is darshim b'mamish. Darshim b'mamish is mutter in everything. There is nothing where there's an isra in darshim b'mamish, not in me'ila, not in asherah, not in basar b'cholav. There is no isra no, which is chal on a darshim b'mamish. That's two ways of understanding that the machlokas between the Chacham and Rebbe is not about the shvach b'pas, but about the shvach eitzim. Right? Gevalt the Geshvach in the Pas, but Rebbe holds the Shvach is from the Eitzim. The Achaim hold either according to Tosos, the Shvach is from the Mashua Nisraf, not the Eitzim, or according to Rabbeinu David, the Shvach is the Shvach is from the Chom and not the Eitzim.
We started off by saying that he agrees with Tosos that the Rabbanim would say that the Shalheves comes from the Eitzim, and now it sounds like
He agrees with Tosos that the Shalheves doesn't. Sorry, he agrees with Tosos that the Shvach doesn't come from the Eitzim.
Right.
He agrees with Tosos that the Shvach is not from the Eitzim. Just what is it from? For Tosos from the Mashma Nisraf, and for Ben Dovid from the Chom. So basically, Tosos says there is Shvach Eifer v'pas, but not Shvach Eitzim v'pas. And Rabbeinu David says, there's Shvach Chom v'pas, but not Shvach Eitzim v'pas. What they both have in common is that they're saying, there's Shvach here, but the Shvach is not from the Eitzim, the Shvach is from something else that's in Bomamish, and it's like Kol Mar V'Reach. Oh, and Kol Mar V'Reach, you'll tell me, come on, give me a break. Are you being Nana from listening to the beautiful symphony orchestra? And looking at the beautiful artwork, the answer is, yeah, I know in regular Balabatish terms I'm nene, but I'm not, halachically, I'm not nene from musical instruments. I'm nene from the sound waves, and sound waves can't be usher, and halachically, I'm not nene from the beautiful artwork. I'm nene from the light waves, and light waves can't be usher. Likewise here, I'm not nene from the eighth meaning of David says, I'm nene from the, I don't know what heat is, from the heat, and heat can't be usher.
The analogy to Kolomara, we describe Kolomara as being because it's only an aesthetic.
No, that was a more mechudish way, not the mainstream way.
Not
like the mainstream way.
Understand?
Correct, but that was a chiddush in Kolomara. That was not the mainstream way. That was a mechudish way of understanding it. Which basically we had the diukim that some Rishonim might hold that way, but that's not the mainstream way. I'm going here with the mainstream. Which the Chor Rabbeinu David would agree with. Now, that's one derech. This is, by the way, which Rishon like said this chakira out very, very clearly as to what point the Chum are arguing with? Which Rishon says very clearly says out this chakira? So this is the Tosos Shants, right? Hopefully that wasn't too far down. This is the two days in the Tosos Shants, right in the Tosos Shants, right at the beginning of the Sogya. Here it is. It's let's see. It's underlined. So it's dangerous to bring your swarm here, but I still appreciate it. He says the mainstream parish of Tosos, parish Ein Shvach Eitzim V'Pas Klomer, Yesh the Rabbanan Savri Ein Shvach Eitzim V'Pas Ein Chosh Mosha Eitzim Shem Ein Ofen V'Pas Afi Shu Asmus V'Chom Vuka Ein Abam Achus Eitzim Shem Ein Abein Masu Machus Hanisraf Bach Omashal Heves. Right? That is. And he pointed out that's what Rashi sounds like also. Right? Rashi also sounds like the Derech of Tosos. I'm going to turn my page here. Right. Shop. It's fine. Rashi says it, okay, but then he quotes Abal Rivat Pirish Yeshvach Eitzim Hare Anos Eitzim Nivla B'Pas Nason Al Yedeshu Nefeh the Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas Pirish. What does Rivat say Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas means? Right? Ein Choshev Kmosh Anos Isher Yiyah B'Pas Shari Ein Ani Keres. Right? What does Rivat say? Right? He says, just look at the Lashon. The mainstream day in Tosos, which is here without a name, says, I'll read first the mainstream day in Tosos. He says, Ein Shvach Eitzim Bas, Ein Choshmu Shah Eitzim Ofen Es Apas. Right? Ein Abba Machs Eitzim, El Machs Mashu An Nisraf. And what does Riva say? Ein Choshmu Moshe Nos Isur Yeh Bepas, Shehari Ein Ani Keres. What's he saying? He's not saying the Hanar comes from a different place than Yisrael came from. The Hanar comes from the Yisr. Right? But Ein choshev shehimo sheyia b'pas, shere ein ani keres. The whole point of Shvach Eitzim v'Pas that it's nicker in the past, he thinks it's not nikkur in the pas. Right? He thinks it's not nikkur in the pas. I'll be pashtus. You don't have to say this, but you know Tolstoy, the mainstream Tolstoy, he tossed something. He thought even shvachet in the pas was even shvachet in the pas was really just a gori. So what does the ein shvachet say? It's not even gori. That would be a little radical. Nah, ein shvachet means it's not coming from the Aesop. But the days of most rishonim say no. It's more than a gori. Shvachet in the pas is mamish nicker in the pas. So what does the ein shvachet in the pas have to say? He says it's not nicker in the pas. And that's what the Riva says. And that's Rabbi David in his Havmina also says that. Lemaisa, the Sfas Emma says this. Lemaisa, we'll see that it's not such a popular Shana Rishonim, and we'll see why in a moment. But this is clearly the Riva says, yes, there is Hanas Isser. But the Hanas Isser is not Nicker in the Pas. The Hanas is coming from the Isser. But that Hanas Isser is not nicker in the pas. There is Hanas Isser in the flame. The flame is Hanas Isser. The flame is Taka Usser. But once it gets into the pas, it doesn't turn the pas Usser. Once it gets into the pas, it doesn't turn the pas Usser. Right, there is Hanas Isser in the flame, but sorry for the narrowness here. But it's not considered to be in the pas. But it's not considered to be in the pas. The why do Tosos rejects the Riva? Why do Tosos and most Rishonim, first of all, I guess just if it's not considered to be in the pas, what do you mean it's not considered? If there's real enough in the flame, it's not considered to be in the pas. What do you mean it's not considered to be in the pas? Didn't it improve the pas? Didn't it improve the pas? How can you really hold there's no shadow for the pas? What do you mean it's baked?
That's the taklit. It's not from the taklit of the petrolino. It's like two steps removed.
Ah, so, look, or you have to say here one of two things in this mandarin shvachit in the pas. Either you have to say that a big, big chiddush that this manda omar holds. Okay, we don't pass like this manda omar. This manda omar holds that indirect hana'a from an isser is not hana'a. No, you're not getting any hana'a from the isser. You're not getting any hana'a. That would be a big chiddush. That indirect hana'a is not usser. So the answer is, I'm not getting any hana'a. I'm just eating pas. I'm not eating any wood. But that's very radical to say that even on a micro level, indirect hana is mutter. Then what about all the sugis in avodah zarah, which assume that the fertilizer is a problem when your food grows, etc., etc. But the simple shot, and this is what Rabbeinu David says in the Havamina, what the Riva sounds like at least, is that this is Rabbeinu David in the Havamina, right? Because in the Maskan, he goes to Tosa's side. We'll see why in a minute. What does he say? He says, no, mandar ein shvachitz in the pas holds is just a gorin. Very pashut. That's machlokas. Mandar shvachitz in the pas holds that it's more than a gorin. It's mamish in the pas with this machudish svara, the Rishonim. What does mandar ein shvachitz in the pas hold? Mandar ein shvachitz in the pas hold is just a gorin. And if it's just a gorin, it's not the golden anthony mutter. But if it's just a gorin, it's mutter when there's another gorin. And there's always another gorin, because what's always another gorin? The tanner. So that's very clear, Rabbi David, and that's why most Rishonim and Achronim understand Manda Ein Manda Omer Ein Shvach Eitzim Be Pas. What is the Nafkamina between how you understand Manda Ein Shvach Eitzim Pas? Again, it's Manda Omer we don't Paskin like. So I'm sure it's not being Nafkamina Leisa because we Paskin Yesh Shvach Eitzim Be Pas, right? Question, what are they? Are they arguing whether it comes from the Eitzim or the arguing whether it comes from the Pas? So one Nafkamina we already pointed out is, what about things where there's no Hetzer Eifer? If you take one, the version of Tosos, which is one side of that Hakira, then in things where the Eifer is Usser, the Chacham agreed to Rebbe. But if you take the other Tzadim, then no, the Chacham always argued with Rebbe in all things. also comes up in terms of what sugis you compare this to. Not much of an nafkamina, but what sugis do you compare their machlokas to? Tosos compare their machlokas to the iser of putting arlo oil in your candle. Huff bezim at bez. That has nothing to do with improvements in pas. That has to do with where the fire is coming from. Lishitasa. The Tosos written, but the Kamkov Aleph said, oh, this is the same machlokas as, you know, shvach samar al gali beged, chazusa milsa. Chazusa milsa has nothing to do with where the color is coming from. We all know where the color is coming from. It has to do with whether the color is considered to be be'en in the beged, or not. So the Tosos Rid clearly holds like the Rivaz side, right? We don't know from, I don't think we can prove from what he says here, but from the Tosos Rid in Bava Kamma, where he says, ah, Chazusa milsa is just an extension of Machlokes Shvachitim Apas. What's he saying? Machlokes is not about where fire comes from, or what fire is. The Machlokes is about whether when something changes, is the thing that made it change still there, or the thing that made it change not there anymore. Now, the big nafkamina is going to be Sharshifa, is going to be the question of the Gemara. I'll read you a Gemara, and you'll tell me which side of the Hakira is right. Okay, ready? Bottom of Chazayinim and Aleph. You ready, Donnie? So, the Gemara says, top of Chazayinim and Beis, I mean, Miklad Rabbanan Polgoy Shari Filuk Shavuki Negdo. The mainstream Psak is that the Rabbanan say Ein Shvachitim Pas, even if Mamish, the flame is coming from the wood into the Pas. Hold on a second. How is there ever usher wood, according to the Chachamim? How is there ever usher wood? Amr v'amrchama b'shar shifa. He says in a stool. Right? What's the question? How is there usher wood? Right? Which side of the Chachira does that question make sense? They ask, how is there usher wood, according to the Chachamim? How is there usher wood? So, according to which side of the Hakira does this make sense? Tosos' side or the Rivaz side?
Or Tosos' side.
Right. Who points out that it makes sense according to Tosos' side, not the Rivaz side? Tosos. Right? That's the Tosos Shantz's Kasha on the Rivaz. Right? Tosos Sharshifa seems to be a good proof. Sharshifa seems to be a good proof for the fact that the Shevach not coming from the Eitzim. Why? Because, what did the Gemara say? The only Isser Hanah on wood on a Doraisa level is to use it for furniture. What does the Gemara sound like? Burning wood is much of a Doraisa. Why is burning wood much of a Doraisa? Why didn't the Gemara just answer? What should the Gemara have answered? What should the Gemara have answered? The Gemara says, ah, what kind of burning, what kind of wood is Isser Hanah on Doraisa? What could the Gemara have answered very simply? Yeah. It should have answered that in economy, the bread's not usher, but it's still usher to burn the wood and use the fire, right? It's usher to burn the wood to warm yourself. It's usher to burn the wood to bake with in the first place, right? Meaning, it's still usher to use the fire. It's just, once it's in the bread's mutter. But the fire's still usher to use. You can't put it in your fireplace and warm up. Or put it in your fireplace and use the fire. So, this is very tzachuk. This is exactly what Tosfos said. The Gemara should have answered. The Gemara should have answered that it's usher to use the heat. Because according to Rivah, what's the point? Point is that in the past the Shevach's not alive anymore, but the heat's usher, right? He admits the heat is coming from the Eitzim to Isser. He admits that the heat is really usher v'anah. So he should have said it's usher v'anah to use the fire. Why do they have to come onto furniture? Why do they have to come onto furniture? Say, oh, what's the case of Eitzim d'Isser? Why do they have to come onto furniture? So, that is a little dachuk. That is a little dachuk. And that's exactly what Tosfos says to Riva. Tosfos rejects the Riva and says,
This is a question because we're reading Ela Atzi and Eitzim d'Isser al Arbanah Yechim Shkafasu as when is it ever going to be us to burn wood?
Right. And the answer is it's never usher to burn wood, it's usher to use as furniture. So what would the Riva have to answer for himself? Exactly. The Riva has to be nidchak to say, and this Mas Emma says it before, she was mechamer to the Riva even though he did not have a copy of the Tosra Ashmi Sans, or it doesn't look like he had a copy of many of the Shonen back in the day. they didn't have the kind of printing presses that that we have nowadays. But and the Maram Chalova also throws in a line like this. Yeah, you have to say there's two different ways of understanding what the question is. For Tosfos, and that's why Rabbeinu David and most Rishonim end up saying like Tosfos. Because if the question is, what case of Isser Hanna'ah from Eitzim, then that only works for Tosfos Derech. The Tosfos says, hold on, what's the case of Isser Hanna'ah from Eitzim? When you burn them, you're not getting Hanna'ah from the Eitzim. Even if you put your hands over the fire and warm up, you're getting Hanna'ah from the Mashuah Nisraf according to Tosfos. Or from the Gachelis according to Rabbeinu David. But if you take the Derech of the Riva, this is what the Sassan of Maram Chalov explained, you have to understand what's the Gemara's question. The question is, what case of Isser Eitzim? Well, hold on. You can't say what's the case of Isser Eitzim of Pas, because then what's the Gemara's answer? Sharshifa. That's not a... Well, hold on. What's the case of Isser Eitzim of Pas? But then the Gemara's answer is Sharshifa. What kind of answer is that? The Gemara's answer is Sharshifa, so that's not an Isser of Eitzim in the past. That's furniture. So that's why you have to be very nitpicky. Right? Okay, when we get to that one, our point doesn't matter a lot, but that doesn't help here. What's the case of Isser Hanna'ah of Eitzim in a thing that I use? That's a very tough question. Where says, Eitzim Yisurah, have we ever a case of Eitzim the Yisurah where there's an Isra and not in something that I use? After all, the pas is going to be mutter. And the answer is, you're right. The only case of an Isra and not thing I use is if you build furniture out of the wood. That's a very awkward kind of question, right, Donnie? Because the question can't be, how is there a case of Isra and not in the pas? Because then Sharshif is not a valid answer. And the question can't be, how is there Isra and not at all? What do you mean, is Isra and not to use the flame? The question is, how can there be an Isser Hanna'ah b'di'eved in a useful thing, right? In a dover that I use, right? So the answer is, the question is, the pas is everything else b'di'eved. How is there an Isser Hanna'ah in a thing I use? The answer is, if I build furniture, that's a useful thing, which is Isser Hanna'ah. Then I just wanted to know, what other thing besides raw materials could be Isser Hanna'ah, right? What finished product, right? You can say a little better, Isser Hanna'ah, even though I can't watch it. In a finished product, right? Meaning not firewood, not a fireplace. But what kind of finished product could be usher because of the Eitzim? The answer is no food products, only furniture products. But then it's a very awkward question, no, Donnie?
Yeah,
which is why all the Rishonim say against the Riva, Rabbeinu David Havdin goes in the Derech of the Riva, Derech of the Riva, Derech of the Riva. And by the time he gets to Maskana, he's like, to that line of Sharshifa, he's like, you know what? It must be, and he's so convinced, he says, I think when the Gemara started, they were thinking like the Riva. But it must be by the time the Amora finished their discussion, they realized the truth of the general Derech of Tosfos. And I think almost all the Rishonim say like Tosfos, just because it's very dachik to explain Sharshifa otherwise. But the Riva could defend himself, the Sfas Emes. Again, he's Mechanim to the Riva without knowing there's a Riva. I assume he also didn't have a copy of Rabbeinu David. These were not Sfarim they had access to in the old days. He was Mechamin to this on his own, and he gives this dachic answer. They're asking, how can it be an Isser Hanna'ah in a finished product? And that's a very dachic way, which is why most people understand the Chacham arguing about Shvach Eitzim, not about Shvach B'Pas. Okay, so now I think we have a fairly decent understanding. We'll see some more nafgaminas a little later on of what the sheet of Rebbe that Yeh Shvach Eitzim B'Pas is, and what the sheet of Rav Chanan that Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas that Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas means. Maybe we'll just end with a bit of something to think about, which is, what's the one case where everyone admits Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas? In what case does everyone admit Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas? For sure? What? Gechalim, right. Gechalim, and... Right, and in the end, everyone only admits it almost. Right, in Gechalim, everyone admits Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas. So, there's a machlokes on, and just, you know, before we get into the Zev Zegorim, we're going to finish up Shvach Eitzim B'Pas, so we'll go a little out of order. The bottom comes Zayin and Aleph. We know the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, even though we don't know who says which, as to in what case does Rebbe admit Ein Shvach Chetzi Bepas? What are the two shitas? Only in Gecholah Omamos or even in Gechamim Lochashos. Right? So I want to leave you with a problem. How do we paskin? How does the Balamor paskin? Right, let's review Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Shita is Eitzim is Aser. Gecholim Omamos is Mutter. But Gecholim Lochashos is a Machlokes. And what's the Balamor paskin? He passes like minority opinion to Rishonim, that it is usher. Okay, there are two reasons why the Rishonim would paskin is usher. What's the very Balabatish reason to paskin is usher? Most Balabatish reason to paskin something's usher? Yes, sure? There's a machlokas in the Gemara. What's the Balabatish reason to paskin is usher? Yeah, to go lechomer, right? Suffig diorais lechomer, right? You're free lechomer. Okay, that's it. No wonders there. Right? That's why the Rosh is Machmer. Right? Probably why the Ritzgiyas quoted in the Mechamos is Machmer. However, the Balamor is Machmer for a much more interesting reason. Why is the Balamor Machmer? Because he says, what does the Gemara later say? What's the question of the Gemara later? What's the question, the Ibaya on Ayin Hem and Aleph? Okay? Yeah. I'll just give you the question. On Ayin Hem and Aleph, what if you sweep out all the wood from the tanner, right? Goruf. Remember Goruf from third part of Shabbos? What if you cook in a tanner Goruf? What would Rebbe say? Right? What if you cooked in a tanner Goruf? What would Rebbe say? And what does the Balamor say? He says, hold on a second. If there's even a question about an empty tanner, then for sure Gecholim Lochashos are Aser, right? If Gecholim Lochashos are Aser, what would be the question of an empty tanner? So even an empty tanner is questionable for sure. Gecholim Lochashos are usher. That's the Balamor's proof. Now I just want to leave you with two challenges. An easy one and a hard one. The easy one is, hold on a second. What about everyone else? Right? What about all the other Rishonim? Almost all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim except for three. The Balamor, the Rush, and the Ritzgiyas quoted in the Mochamos. Okay, you'll find me a fourth, someone obscure. Doesn't really matter. All the other Rishonim, Pasti Lekula and Gecholim Lochashos. So if Gecholim Lochashos are Mutter, why is there even any bayah about an empty oven? Okay? That's the easy question. To find the answer, all the Rishonim on the Torah sheet. What's the hard question? Internally in the Balamor. Balamor says, I'll prove to you Gecholim Lochashos are Aser. Because even an empty tanner is questionable. So for sure, Gecholim Lochashos are Aser. What's internally problematic about the Balamor's reasoning?
Why do you not?
Yeah, if he is approved, even an empty oven is an ibaya. So for sure, Gecholim Lochashos are usher. Hold on. Then for sure, Gecholim Omos are also usher. But that's before she gets the Gemara.
That's what?
What? Yeah, okay. So that's a good kasha. Meaning, what is Balamor talking about? He's bringing a raya. Obviously, Gecholim Lochashos are usher. Because if Gecholim Lochashos are mutter, how can we even have a question about an empty oven? Hold on, if Gecholim almost so much are having why didn't he give it a Kavachomer? Kavachomer for a question of an empty oven. Two, Asa Gecholim Lochashos. So why didn't the same Kavachomer and Asa Gecholim Omavos? All Gecholim are much more than an empty oven. That is a taka good question of the Balamor. I haven't seen explicitly where the Akron deal with this. But, you know, I think we're still chayek to have an answer. So for next time, everyone should... just please be prepared to answer those two questions for next time. And I have a whole new Makoros sheet also, which I just have to print out when we go downstairs, Mir Hashem. So I'll give that out also. But you'll start with, I mean, that's what Mukher number two on the old Makoros sheet is about, how to answer that question. And you know, using some of the ideas we discussed today, I think will be very helpful, and how to answer those questions. And then also to start on the new Makoros. Thank you, sir. Thank you.